Relationships 101.
Miss Minnie's shining star for the week is no other than the TOB Band. Shout out to you fellas for having an amazing opportunity to perform for the reopening of the brand new Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge. You guys are awesome. Shout out to all the go-go communities in D.C. for doing their thing for the go-go community. And what? Don't mute D.C. Congratulations, fellas. Continue to do your thing. Hey, Relationships 101, friends, family, and the fans. It's me, your girl, Miss Minnie. Parents, I'm going to start off with this message just for you. Here we are with week 2 of school. You guys are amazing. Big shout out to the parents who have been that active participant in your child's school year thus far. You guys are awesome and your child needs you and staff. So continue to keep that open communication with something that may not seem quite right with any questions or concerns. Also, listen out for emails and robocalls to get further information in regards to your child's school. This particular show inspired me because of an inspirational quote on Facebook, which I'm going to read to you guys. Give me a sec, guys, while I check it out. Because this really touched me, and I want to shout out the 3 Stars, 2 Bars podcast, because in so many words, they talked about this. And with my best friend, I know that I talk about this as well. So let's get into it. This is coming from Facebook. And I check every now and again on this, but this really did hit home for me. So it says, September 7th, today's verse. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks into wisdom is safe. Proverbs 28:26. Today's message. Be careful not to make decisions from an emotional place. Process it, pray about it, and then respond. Miss Minnie really touched on this particular word of wisdom today, because I know that we all speak from a harsh tongue or a hurtful tongue. And with that being said, we all say things when we're angry. We don't really have time to process, and we just say things in a quick response and in response to what someone says to us. And I always tell my best friend and people that I'm close to, it's not about what you said, but it could be the way that you said it. So this really touched me, because we all can say things when we're angry and upset. And sometimes you have to self-reflect and really process things without being angry and disrespectful to the person that you want to have communication with. Relationships and friendships are nothing without communication. So with that being said, before we speak with a harshful tongue that may hurt someone's heart, mind, body, mental, and soul, let's stop and take a break and take a breather and maybe draw back from that individual before, you know, we give that response. And then you may have some people that may say, well, a person don't owe you anything. That's true. But Ms. Minnie gonna say this. If a person genuinely messes with you, if a person genuinely fuck with you, you will get that conversation that you need. Nothing works without communication, compromise, and understanding. Also, communication with the intent that once we talk, we're also listening. That you get out of the conversation exactly what you want to without having to yell and scream at each other. Let's work on loving each other, or love the ones that love you even more. Nobody is perfect, but God put people in your life for a reason. And those individuals need to know just how much you mean to them. So if nobody has told you they love you today, Miss Minnie, on behalf of Relationships 101, DMV Sound, Black News, I love you. You don't hear it enough, and people take going out and making it home lightly. But the DC streets have been rough for months. So my prayer to the DC streets that we really stop the violence and increase the peace. Come together to not turn on the news and see yet another child or mother or father, woman, male, female, or child have lost their lives due to acts of gun violence or rage and hate. My love is being sent to you guys. No problem is too small for God. Remember that you too deserve to be happy. Any individual I have dealt with in my life, I wanted for your situation to get better, not only for the sake of me dealing with you, but for the sake of you being better for you. I tell my friends all the time, and we have conversations all the time, you will run yourself ragged if you keep questioning why a person don't want to leave a situation or why things have not changed. That person has to see the light at the end of their tunnel to know and see the red flags of the things that they no longer can tolerate in their life. Be that positive influence in your life to change some things that you know just don't sit right. But let that individual process and prepare to know that the things that they are going through, they can get through. Parents, this is week 2 of school. Continue to keep up the great work. Continue, guys, to wear your face coverings, masks, and sanitizer, and tell your child the importance of using those tools throughout school. I don't feel as though that we are going to get any better in our community if people continue to not wear masks as you travel, with you just walking the dog, walking for a walk, jogging, going out for recreational purposes or fun. Continue to please wear your face mask. I've seen so many people, guys, that walk out with no mask on. And the main reason they say is because I've been vaccinated. You can still catch COVID-19, although you have the vaccine. Protect you and yours and those around you and yours by continuing to wear your face coverings and use a sanitizer when a sink and soap is not presentable. Guys, we have to get through this together, but we have to think smart as well. This is a message brought to you by Miss Minnie. On behalf of Relationships 101, I love you guys. Let's rock this school year out. Continue to be the best you that you can be. Continue to clap for yourself no matter if another motherfucker ain't clapping for you or not. Look in the mirror every day and tell yourself, I love you, and I'm gonna love you a little bit more each day. I'm working on loving myself, and you should too, even more each day. To the friends, the family, and the fans, this episode made Miss Minnie very emotional because a lot of us fuck up good things due to lack of communication, and a lot of us hurt each other by speaking with a harmful tongue and a hurtful heart. A lot of people always tell me before I go, Miss Minnie, you have your wall up so much that you won't even allow people in to love you properly. But what is really love?
Because when you see that people who claim to love you is still working on how to even love themselves. But if Miss Minnie ever told you that I love you, trust and believe, baby, I meant it. Whether you was a male or female, I had your back. I was in your corner. But maybe your eyes was closed and you didn't quite see it. So with that being said, go where the love takes you. Learn to be a better listener. Learn to communicate better. Learn to love those who genuinely show that they love you. Because actions speak louder than words. You guys have a terrific week. And I hope that this message touches someone else. That we need to stop speaking from a hurtful heart, a hurtful place, with a heartful, hurtful tongue. Sorry, y'all. I got a little tongue twisted. It happens. I'm human. Pass this live and message on. And I wish you guys the best. We have to get better if we want to be better and do better. Always remember that your kids are watching. So be a positive example for them in their life. I always tell everybody, I always want to put a smile on my kids' face no matter what. To see them smile lets me know that I'm doing something right. If I'm not shit else in nobody else's eyes, I'm a hell of a parent in my kids' eyes. And every day, I will strive to be a better parent, a better friend, a better sister, a better daughter, a better podcaster, a better positive influence for you. And one day, a perfect lover for my perfect match. But nobody is perfect in this world. But you have to find that person who is perfect for you. So with that being said, good things take time. Go at your own pace. You're not on anyone else's pace in life. Baby steps is better than no steps. As long as every day you're taking a step closer or further to your goal you're trying to achieve. To anyone who has lost a loved one, please listen up. It's been years since I lost my grandmother, and I think about her all the time. And I know somebody out there who has lost a loved one who feels hurt sometimes, just like me. Don't let anybody put a price tag on your healing. It's no price tag on healing. Every day you just learn how to cope with it more better. Over the years, it may get better. Some days gonna be good and it's gonna outweigh the bad. But sometimes you're gonna have that mental break and it's okay. That's why we have feelings. It's okay to feel the way that you feel. Mom, I love you from Pumpkin. I know somebody else out there feel my pain when it comes to losing someone. And probably that's why I have my wall up a lot. It's because when I normally put it down, the people that intended to stay be real quick to walk away. People are not fighting for each other anymore. They're not fighting to make things right. And we have to do better with that. But for those that love me, I fuck with you and I love you to the end, babe. Those that are still unsure, process it. Think about it. Pray about it. Write it down, jot it down, talk to someone, and I wish you the very best. Hugs and kisses from Miss Minnie, guys. Let's rock it out. Let's go. Chewy got a session in the studio this week. He working on a new project. So Chewy from Miss Minnie, have a good studio session. It's going to be a banger, y'all. Have to wait and see. The heat coming soon. To some headphones or cell phone, computer, TV screen, radio near you. From us here, Relationships 101. This Miss Minnie, and I'm out. See ya. Hey fans, it's Miss Minnie again. This is my what the segment of the show this week. Let this be a reminder to all of those people that this have been, because I'm pretty sure it's even been me.
But stop speaking with a harsh food tongue. People will not deal with you the same. Knowing that every time they give you the benefit of the doubt to continue to fuck with you, that you always run in your mouth, which causes them to not even want to deal with you or be around you. Watch the things you say to the people that you claim that you care about. Your tongue can be so harsh with the words that's rolling off of it that you don't realize. And that's why I said, sit back and reflect on the things that you are thinking about. Sit down and reflect. Would that feel right if someone said it to you? Put yourself in that person's shoes and watch what you say. Like I said earlier, it's not what you say, but how you said it. Words are very hurtful. So I don't even understand that saying, oh, words cannot hurt me. Where? Words do hurt, baby. But sometimes, ladies, you got to look at a response is no response. And if a person wanted to, they will. But like I always say, fuck with those that fuck with you and love those that love you. But Miss Minnie's, what the segment of the day was, watch what you say out of your mouth to those that you really love and care about. Sit down and process before you speak things, because some words are very hurtful and cannot go out of a person's mind or heart. Watch what you say. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. But also always say it out of respect. Sit down, take some time to process, figure it out, get it right. Correct your wrongs and your mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Learn how to be a better you and a better you to other people who you surround yourself with. That's my message. Take care, guys. Bye. Now, y'all knew I couldn't forget about this. Going down this Sunday, the Washington football team meets the Los Angeles Chargers. This is going to be epic. I am happy for football. It's going down this Sunday, y'all. Y'all know Miss Minnie gonna be watching. I represent the gang always. Washington football team fans, stand up. All I ask is every game that y'all put y'all best effort on the field. Washington football team fans, let's go. Sagittarius daily horoscope of today, or for this particular episode, says, Sagittarius, God is encouraging you to be more mindful of your surroundings. Lately, you have been attracting the wrong type of energy due to lack of awareness. Sagittarius, I know things get rough, things get heavy on your mind and on your heart, but energy don't lie. Watch the energy in the company that you keep and protect your energy. I pray that whatever you're going through, you also get through and grow through. Trouble don't last always. So Sagittarius, find your energy, get that energy back, and watch the company that you keep so it's not draining your energy. This Miss Minnie. So Sagittarius gang, stand up, baby. Miss Minnie love you from one Sagittarius to another. That's my message for the Sagittarius. Stand up, baby. Our time coming soon. Them November Sagittarius different from them December ones, but we ain't about to go there. Sagittarius gang, stand up. Mwah, I love you guys.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me.
Relationships 101.
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 Thank you for tuning in to another episode, guys. The support be real. Tune in next time. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
Things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell by how they looking at you everywhere you go? Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up, you've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck, and you know you are. And all I can say is, I'm so proud of you. Proud.